Hey everyone, so I just want to share a couple of thoughts and reflections as we just got out of like one of the most important retrogrades and the most intense ones, which is Mars. Mars retrograde only happens once every 2 years. But yeah, compared to a Mercury retrograde, I would say Mars takes the cake as the most intense one. So the retrograde started on December 6th when Mars was in Leo, and then it went back into Cancer, and now on the 23rd of February it finished its retrograde and it's stationing direct in Cancer at 70 degrees. It's gonna station for a while and then slowly start to move through the rest of Cancer, and then ingress into Leo in mid-April. So what does this all mean? When we think about Mars, Mars is the principle of Eros, desire, fire, action. It is the masculine part of us, right? It is the conscious desires. It is what are we fighting for? And how do we go about to nurture our needs and wants and the things that we want in life? So Mars is the doer aspect, you know, how we take action in the world. It's also how we get unstuck by taking that aligned action. So when you think about the retrograde, a retrograde always means like, obviously it's an illusion because the planet doesn't move backwards. It's just from our perspective here on Earth, it looks on the sky as if it moves backwards. So that retrograde basically always means it's a call within. It means it's an introspective journey. It means there's a pause, right? There's a pause for us to revisit, to reflect, and to reframe our relationship with that particular archetype. So when you think about Mars as the doer, the masculine aspect, our conscious motivations during the retrograde being in this pause, it means that the momentum, there's a break in our momentum. So this can manifest in multiple ways, but one way it can mean that like you're trying to do things and they're not working out, or life is inviting you to take a break, or things are moving at a much slower pace than you initially, or like your usual pace. It also can mean like a fogginess around your motivations or what drives you. It can also be a lack of clarity, a lack of energy. It can feel sluggish sometimes. It can feel very slow, you know? So all of this has been happening since the 6th of December. And like I was saying, since Mars retrograde only happens 2 years, it's a very important period to actually reflect and revise this, our relationship with this archetype, with the masculine aspect within us. So I feel like this is the question that Mars retrograde has been asking. What is our deeper why? What is our big motivation? What drives us to do the things that we do? And then to reflect if this is coming from a place of wholeheartedness, from a place of an open heart, from a place of being of service, from a place of authenticity and integrity, or is it coming from a place of masking inadequacies or fears within us, from a place of scarcity, from a place of needing something, from a place of, for example, looking for clients because we don't feel safe, or we need more money, or we need to feel seen instead of coming from a place of wanting to share our gifts, wanting to be of service, wanting to create abundance for everyone around us, to create this universal expansion. It's an interesting contemplation to sit, to journal, to reflect upon like What is your motivation behind all the things that you do? And obviously, this is a very personal experience, even though we're collectively navigating this, but whatever Mars is in your chart, and also this house is of Leo and Cancer, those are the areas of your life that this conversation has been going to. And this is where it asks you to reflect. For me, for example, it's been happening in my sixth house of health, routine, and how I go about my work, and also the fifth house of pleasure, creativity, joy. So when I put them together, you can see how like it asks me to reflect upon like, how do I go about my work and what is my deep motivation there? And then how can I imbue my work with more play, right? With more creativity? How can I like show up to my work because of a creative energy that's moving through me that I want to express, and not because of a need of fake or false productivity, right? That I need to do this because this and that, right? So there's been this 2 months where I've had a lot of conversations with myself and reflected upon like, okay, how can I honor my energetic phases? And this is also something that I want to touch upon, because like right now Mars is in Cancer, right? It stopped its retrograde and is stationing direct in Cancer. Well, Cancer is not linear. Cancer is very cyclical, right? Cancer is ruled by the moon, and the moon is our emotional landscape. And the moon is a celestial that moves through a sign every 2.5 days. So it shifts its mood every 2.5 days. So we can see that there's kind of like ups and downs, right? Like going from a lot of energy to no energy, from introvert to extrovert, from all of these different flavors, right? So a Mars that always wants to do things, always wants to be on the move, always wants to build momentum and ride that momentum, finds itself in this Cancer sign, which is very watery, it's very like emotionally influenced. And Cancer sometimes is just wants to stay home. Sometimes it just wants to be held. Sometimes it's mushy. Sometimes it's depressive. But then also it has moments when it wants to move, or it wants to create, or it wants to flow, or it wants to express something. So it's like, how can we honor those phases of our lives? How can we honor our energetic level? So, you know, like even with the moon, like we have all these 8 moon phases. So how can we honor this timing of our bodies, especially since the moon influences the water in our bodies, right? And our emotions, and hence our energetic levels. So give yourself the space and the time and to listen to yourself and allow yourself to flow with what moves through you in that moment, and release this society expectations, these structures that do not serve you, right? This is also a conversation that's been going on with the nodes right now, being in Pisces and Virgo, with the north node in Pisces and the south node in Virgo. Virgo being what is overemphasized in our society, what is our fallback tendency right now as a collective, and then Pisces is what we need to integrate and what we need to align with. And when we think about Virgo, the shadow of Virgo is perfectionist, is controlling, is being very self-critical. And then Pisces, on the other hand, is it's about surrendering to divine timing, aligning with the rhythms of nature, aligning with the universal flow. It's about compassion. It's about trust. So we see even when we think about this transit with Mars in Cancer, Cancer is also watery, but it's much more emotional than Pisces. Pisces is more creative water, it's more flowy, whereas Cancer is more emotional, more in, yeah, it's more on this side of intuition. So Mars in Cancer, again, it asks us to release those outdated belief systems and structures that do not align with us. And when we think about our work and how we do things and how we assert our will out there in the world to honor our energetic capacity and our current mood swings and what do we feel right now. And also sometimes like, nurture our own needs, validate our emotions, like, not to look on the outside for others to validate and to meet our needs, but kind of like meet our own needs. So yeah, this is very, very important, especially when you think about your work. And also from another perspective, it's like Mars, as I was mentioning, is the masculine aspect inside of us, but Cancer is the feminine archetype. So being ruled by the moon is the feminine. So they also together is this marriage of masculine and feminine, the doer and the receiver, right? So it is about surrendering and trusting and allowing the inspiration and the creative flow to come to us. So being the receiving mode I'm harnessing my highest vibration and I'm in the state of receiving and then allowing whatever needs to move through me. And then when you feel this flow, then embrace it and go into the actual doing mode, the masculine, right? So it's embracing both the receiver and the doer. So yeah, now thinking about it, as I was saying, Mars is slowly going to start to build momentum again. And what that means is a surge in clarity, a surge in energy, a surge in inspiration, creativity, motivation. But yeah, don't expect all of these to happen instantaneously. So it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for that momentum to build, especially as well as I was saying, with Cancer being more of a cyclical sign. But from April, once Mars goes into Leo, like Leo is very fiery, it's fixed fire. So I feel like that's when Mars will really start to kick off and things really going to move on to a very much higher speed, right? So yeah, also March being a month of very intense energies moving in the sky, we have two eclipses. We have the eclipse in Virgo, we have the eclipse in Aries at the end of March, and we also have two retrogrades, Venus going retrograde on the 1st of March and then Mercury going retrograde as well. So two retrogrades that again invite us to pause, to reflect and to reframe a relationship with those archetypes. I'm gonna do separate transmissions for these, but yeah, just in a sentence, like Venus being our relationship with ourselves, our finances, our self-worth and our partnership, and then Mercury being the relationship that we have with the way we communicate, the way we process information, technology, all of these things. So I feel personally that there's, with this intensity happening in March, it's a good month to release any expectation of, like I was saying, this self-imposed productivity or self-criticism for not doing enough, for not showing up enough, and kind of like, yeah, honor what you're feeling in that moment, validate what you're feeling and meet those needs regardless of how it is. And if you have the possibility to slow down, take a break, go at a slower pace, yeah, I would say a lot of rest is probably a a good thing if you have the capability to do that during March and release the expectations. And then, yeah, from April, once the eclipse season is over and Venus finishes her retrograde and Mercury as well, and then Mars moves into Leo, I feel like the energy is going to start moving at a much higher pace. So, yeah, that will be all for this transmission. Again, I invite you to look at the houses where Cancer is in your chart right now. That will be where you've been invited to have this reflection. So maybe you can also journal us about what's been happening or what's been moving through you the past 2 months. And then, yeah, journal about your motivations, this deeper why, what's been driving you, what's been driving your actions. If you need help decoding where Cancer is, I'm going to leave a link to my free book. I have a free astrology book that you can download in PDF form. It will help you to see the whole chart with all the 12 houses, and then you can just create your chart in an online app, astro.com, for example, and then just look there in the chart to see where Cancer is, and then you'll see the significance of the house in my book. So yeah, thank you all for listening, and much love, everyone.